All right. Tip number 5, try to save 40% on your insurance. This is closer to a previous tip, but there's a lot here. There's some things that you can do to save up to 40% on your insurance, and I have 7 tips for you there. One is to compare policies, shop around, be aggressive about that. Don't be loyal to any insurance company. 2 is to make sure all your assumptions are correct. You may be surprised that you're paying for something that's no longer there on your property. Make sure there's accurate square footage, accurate siding, and all those things associated with risk. You want to make sure those are accurate. The third strategy here is to make sure you're getting credit for any professional association that you belong to, any professional group or group that may have a discount negotiated already. I was surprised to learn that since I was a professional engineer that I was entitled to a pretty substantial discount on my insurance policies. 4 would be make sure it's a non-smoking facility that brings down your monthly expenses. 5th one is to make the property safer or more fire resistant. There's different things you can do. For example, going from a wood roof to a concrete roof makes it more fire resistant, and there's going to be a discount associated with that. So if you make some upgrades to your property, make sure you share that with your insurance agent and cash in on any discounts you're entitled to. You know, as we said before, revisit the idea of replacement value. Make sure you predetermine if you're going to actually rebuild or just clean up the property and sell the land. And the last thing, which is very popular, is to increase your deductible. Those will also reduce your annual insurance policies.